Between Halloween and Thanksgiving, many families in New Jersey observe a very special holiday season. It is unique to the Garden State. As NPR's Anastasia Siolkas reports, it's an annual fall break that's come to be known as Jersey Week.
In New Jersey, the first full week of November isn't just about Election Day. It also marks the statewide teachers' union's annual convention in Atlantic City. All public school teachers in New Jersey get that Thursday and Friday off, and so do all their students. Some districts even close for the full week. And it seems like the Garden State Parkway has an exit ramp straight into Walt Disney World.
It is 8:15 on a 9 a.m. opening. I think it might be Jersey Week.
Holy shamoles.
That's a TikTok user named Live Laugh Lem narrating his way through Disney World's gate last November. A Disney spokesperson told NPR they don't give out demographic information about park visitors, but she noted it's a great time of year to visit. The park is less crowded and the weather's still good. And lots of New Jersey families find great travel deals for these days, says Heather Cross. She owns VBH Travel, a travel agency based in New Jersey.
Obviously, Disney is full of people for Jersey Week, but I actually love pushing my clients to like take advantage. I have clients going to Africa, often have clients going to Europe, doing like Italy.
Sarah Rothman of Maplewood, New Jersey, is one of those parents going far away.
Life's too short. We're going to pull everyone from school and do something fun.
They had planned to go to Yosemite National Park until the shutdown. So they switched gears, and her 15-year-old son, Solomon Schaffson, is still psyched for their trip to California.
I'm excited to go to Redwood State Parks. They still have hiking trails and really big trees.
But not everyone is planning to relax. A couple of years ago, Liz Burke used Jersey Week as an opportunity to tour colleges with her oldest child. They're from Millburn, New Jersey.
Because unsurprisingly, when you go on college tours during these days, half of the kids visiting are from New Jersey.
Which can startle student tour guides.
You know, that Jersey flavor can be a lot for people sometimes.
But these days off can be frustrating for working parents who need to juggle childcare, even for the teachers who get the days off. Erin Mead teaches in the Westfield, New Jersey School District. She hasn't been able to attend the statewide convention.
When I was a younger teacher, it was because I didn't have childcare for the days.
Now it's just too expensive. But that doesn't mean she's staying home this time. She and some fellow teacher friends scored a deal on a beach house following another great Garden State tradition. As New Jerseyans say, they're going down the shore. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.